This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Robert, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from Food Network Magazine, January-February 2025. And now, I'll begin with, Good morning, the best brunch is the simplest one, Ina Garten's Easy Cheesy Scrambled Eggs. Ina Garten says, My favorite time to entertain is a weekend breakfast or lunch. People are relaxed and happy, and the meal isn't a three-course extravaganza that takes all day to prepare. I always make something that's special enough for a party, but so easy to cook, like these creamy scrambled eggs cacio e pepe, with lots of grated pecorino and black pepper. I often say that one of the secrets to great hosting is that your guests feel like you whipped up the meal just before they arrived. This way they don't worry that you've worked too hard. You can make these scrambled eggs in one pan, just as your guests are coming to the table. And everyone will be happy, including the hosts. Scrambled eggs cacio e pepe. Active preparation 20 minutes, total prep time 20 minutes, and serves 4 to 5. Your shopping list: 12 extra large eggs, whole milk, kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper, unsalted butter, Italian pecorino cheese, and country bread. Once again, 12 extra large eggs, 1 cup whole milk, kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper, 4 tablespoons, that's 1/2 stick, unsalted butter, quartered, 2/3 cup freshly grated Italian pecorino cheese, plus extra for serving, and 4 to 5 slices toasted country bread. Step 1. Whisk the eggs, milk, and 2 teaspoons salt together in a medium bowl. Put the butter in a cold, large, 12-inch sauté pan and place it over medium-low heat. Allow the butter to melt almost completely. Then add the egg mixture. Cook over medium-low for 8 to 10 minutes, stirring occasionally with a rubber spatula. When the eggs start to make small clumps, stir them more rapidly, scraping the bottom of the pan, and cook for another 4 to 5 minutes. When the eggs are almost cooked, turn off the heat and continue to stir the eggs rapidly until they're soft and custardy. When you pull the spatula through the eggs, they will still be soft, but they will stay in place. Stir in the pecorino and 2 teaspoons pepper. Step 2, spoon the eggs over the toasted bread and serve hot, sprinkled with extra pecorino. Buffalo chicken enchiladas. Active prep time, 35 minutes. Total prep time, 1 hour, 10 minutes. Serves 4 to 6. For your shopping list, unsalted butter, hot sauce such as Frank's, crushed fire-roasted tomatoes, shredded rotisserie chicken, sour cream, Monterey Jack cheese, shredded, Mexican oregano, garlic powder, onion powder, kosher salt, corn tortillas, Mexican crema, crumbled blue cheese, red onion, celery, ripe avocado, and fresh cilantro. Once again, 6 tablespoons unsalted butter, 3/4 cup hot sauce such as Frank's, 2 cups crushed fire-roasted tomatoes, 3 cups shredded rotisserie chicken, 1/2 cup sour cream, 12 ounces Monterey Jack cheese, shredded. That's about 3 cups. 1/2 teaspoon dried Mexican oregano. 1/4 teaspoon garlic powder. 1/4 teaspoon onion powder. Kosher salt. 12 corn tortillas. 1/4 cup Mexican crema. 1 tablespoon crumbled blue cheese. 1/4 red onion, finely chopped. 1 stalk celery, also finely chopped. And 1 ripe avocado, chopped. 2 tablespoons chopped fresh cilantro. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Melt the butter in a small saucepan over medium heat, then whisk in the hot sauce. Remove 1/4 cup and set aside. Transfer the remaining sauce to a blender, along with the fire-roasted tomatoes and 3/4 cup water. Blend until smooth. Spread half of the sauce in a 3 or 9 by 13 inch baking dish. Step 2. Combine the shredded chicken, sour cream, half of the jack cheese, the oregano, garlic powder, and onion powder in a large bowl. Add the reserved 1/4 cup hot sauce mixture and toss to combine. Season with salt. Step 3. Heat the tortillas in batches in the microwave until soft and pliable, about 30 seconds. Cover with a damp towel to keep soft. Spoon 2 heaping tablespoons of the chicken mixture down the center of each tortilla and roll up. Place seam side down in the baking dish. Pour the remaining sauce over the top and sprinkle with the remaining jack cheese. Cover with foil and bake until the cheese is fully melted and the sauce is bubbly. 25 to 30 minutes. Let sit 5 minutes. Step 4. Combine the crema and blue cheese in a small bowl. Stir well. Drizzle over the enchiladas and top with the red onion, celery, avocado, and cilantro. Jeff's slow cooker pulled pork chili. Active preparation is 20 minutes. Total preparation is 5 hours, 20 minutes. And it serves 8 to 10. Here's your shopping list. Tomato paste, vegetable oil, chili powder, ground cumin, garlic cloves, onions, 3 pounds boneless pork shoulder, chicken stock, adobo sauce from a can of Chipotle's, kosher salt, 2 15-ounce cans Great Northern beans, 1 1/4 cups smoky barbecue sauce, sour cream, garlic powder, pork rinds, scallions, and blue corn chips. Once again, 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, 2 tablespoons chili powder, 1 tablespoon ground cumin, 4 cloves garlic minced, 2 onions minced, 3 pounds boneless pork shoulder trimmed of excess fat and cut into 1-inch cubes, 2 cups chicken stock, 1 tablespoon of adobo sauce, that's from a can of Chipotle's, kosher salt, 2 15-ounce cans Great Northern beans drained and rinsed, 1 1/4 cups smoky barbecue sauce, 1 cup sour cream, 1/4 teaspoon garlic powder, 2 cups crushed pork rinds, 4 scallions, thinly sliced, and blue corn chips for serving. Step 1. Mix together the tomato paste, vegetable oil, chili powder, cumin, garlic, and onions in a microwave-safe bowl. Cover the top of the bowl with a very wet paper towel. Microwave 5 minutes and transfer the mixture to a 6-quart slow cooker. Step 2. Add the pork to the slow cooker along with the stock, adobo sauce, 1 tablespoon salt, the beans, and 1 cup of the barbecue sauce. Cover and cook on high until the pork is cooked through and tender, 4 to 5 hours. Or cook on low for 6 to 8 hours. Skim off any excess fat from the surface and discard. Adjust the seasoning if necessary. Step 3. Mix together the sour cream, garlic powder, and remaining 1/4 cup barbecue sauce in a small bowl. Top the chili with the sour cream mixture, crushed pork rinds, and scallions. Serve with chips on the side or crumbled on top. Jeff's Butter Garlic Oven Fries with Herbs. Active prep is 10 minutes, total prep is 40 minutes, and this serves 4 to 6. For your shopping list, 3 large russet potatoes, vegetable oil, kosher salt and fresh ground pepper, unsalted butter, fresh garlic, chopped fresh parsley, chopped fresh chives, and fresh thyme chopped. Once again, 3 large russet potatoes scrubbed and cut lengthwise into about 12 wedges each, 3 tablespoons vegetable oil, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, 2 tablespoons grated fresh garlic, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh parsley, 2 teaspoons chopped fresh chives, and 1 teaspoon fresh thyme, chopped. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 475 degrees. Soak the potato wedges in a bowl of water for 10 minutes. Drain the potatoes and then fully pat them dry with paper towels or a lint-free dishcloth. Step 2. Brush a baking sheet with 2 tablespoons vegetable oil. Generously sprinkle the pan with salt and pepper. Add the potatoes to the pan and drizzle with the remaining 1 tablespoon oil. Sprinkle with salt and pepper and spread the potatoes in a single layer. Cover tightly with foil and bake 5 to 10 minutes. Remove the foil and bake until the potatoes are golden brown on the bottom, about 10 minutes. Flip with a spatula and cook until the other side is golden brown, another 10 to 13 minutes. Step 3. In a small sauté pan, melt the butter with the garlic and gently cook over medium-low heat until fragrant, 5 to 7 minutes. Step 4. When the potatoes are cooked, toss them with the garlic butter and fresh herbs. Deviled egg dip. Active preparation, 15 minutes. Total preparation, 15 minutes plus chilling time. And this serves 6 to 8. 8 large eggs. Sour cream. Mayonnaise. Dill pickle relish. Dijon mustard. White wine vinegar. Onion powder, cayenne pepper, Cajun seasoning, pickled okra, chives, and potato chips or crudités. Once again, 8 large eggs, 1/3 cup sour cream, 1/3 cup mayonnaise, 1/4 cup dill pickle relish, 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon white wine vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon onion powder, and 1/8 teaspoon cayenne pepper, a pinch of Cajun seasoning, chopped pickled okra, and finely chopped chives for topping. Potato chips or crudités for serving. Step 1. Put the eggs in a pot and cover with water. Bring to a boil, then reduce to a simmer and cook 10 minutes. Drain and run under cold water to cool, then peel. Step 2. Pulse the hard-boiled eggs in a food processor until chopped. Add the sour cream, mayonnaise, relish, mustard, vinegar, onion powder, cayenne, and Cajun seasoning. Process until smooth, chill until cold. Step 3. Transfer the dip to a bowl. Top with pickled okra and chives. Serve with potato chips and or crudités. Rye chicken schnitzel with egg noodles. Active prep time is 40 minutes. Total time is 40 minutes. And this recipe serves 4. For your shopping list, 2 skinless, boneless chicken breasts, about 8 ounces each. Kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. Seeded rye bread. Sweet paprika. Dried dill. Large eggs. All-purpose flour. Vegetable oil. Extra wide egg noodles. Unsalted butter, sour cream, and a 16-ounce jar of sweet and sour red cabbage. Once again, 2 skinless, boneless chicken breasts, about 8 ounces each, halved horizontally and pounded to 1/4 inch thick. Kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. 5 slices seeded rye bread, toasted and torn into chunks. 2.5 teaspoons sweet paprika. 1.5 teaspoons dried dill. 2 large eggs. 1 cup all-purpose flour. Vegetable oil for frying. 6 ounces extra wide egg noodles. 2 tablespoons unsalted butter. 2 tablespoons sour cream. And 1 16-ounce jar sweet and sour red cabbage, drained. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 250 degrees. Line a baking sheet with a wire rack. Season the chicken lightly with salt and pepper. Bring a large saucepan of salted water to a boil. Step 2. Grind the bread in a food processor to make coarse crumbs. Transfer to a shallow dish and add 2 teaspoons paprika, 1 teaspoon dried dill, and a few grinds of pepper. Stir to combine. Beat the eggs and 1 tablespoon water in another shallow dish. Spread the flour in a third dish. Coat the chicken in the flour, then the eggs, then the breadcrumbs, patting on the crumbs to adhere. Step 3. Heat 1/2 inch vegetable oil in a large skillet over medium-high heat. Working in batches, fry the chicken until browned, 2 minutes per side. Transfer to the baking sheet and keep warm in the oven. Step 4. Add the noodles to the boiling water. Cook as the label directs. Reserve 2 tablespoons cooking water, then drain. Melt 1 tablespoon butter in the same saucepan over the medium-low heat. Stir in the remaining 1/2 teaspoon paprika. Stir in the noodles and reserved cooking water. Remove from the heat. Stir in the sour cream. Step 5. Heat the cabbage with the remaining 1 tablespoon butter and 1/2 teaspoon dill in a saucepan over low heat to melt the butter. Divide the chicken, noodles, and cabbage among the plates. Greek Sloppy Joes. Active preparation 35 minutes. Total prep time 35 minutes and serves 4. You'll need extra virgin olive oil, 1 pound lean ground beef, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, a small onion, dried oregano, ground cinnamon, an 8-ounce canned tomato sauce, fresh lemon juice, honey, 4 Kaiser rolls, 2 small romaine lettuce hearts, and prepared tzatziki sauce. Once again, 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, plus more for brushing. 1 pound lean ground beef, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 small onion chopped, 2.5 teaspoons dried oregano, 3/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1 8-ounce can tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon honey, 4 Kaiser rolls, split, 2 small romaine lettuce hearts, chopped, and 1/2 cup prepared tzatziki, plus more for serving. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Heat 2 tablespoons olive oil in a large skillet over medium-high heat. Add the beef and cook, crumbling it with a wooden spoon until it's no longer pink, 2 to 3 minutes. Season with 1 teaspoon salt and a few grinds of pepper. Stir in the onion and cook until the meat is browned and the onion is softened, 3 to 4 minutes. Stir in 2 teaspoons oregano and the cinnamon. Add the tomato sauce, 3/4 cup water, and 1 tablespoon each, lemon juice, and honey. Bring to a simmer over medium-low heat and cook until thickened, 8 to 10 minutes. Step 2. Meanwhile, brush the cut sides of the rolls with olive oil and place cut side up on a baking sheet. Bake until toasted, 4 to 5 minutes. Whisk the remaining 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 1 teaspoon honey, and 1/2 teaspoon oregano in a large bowl. Season with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add the romaine and toss. Step 3. Spread each roll with 2 tablespoons tzatziki. Fill with the beef mixture and serve with the salad and more tzatziki. Sorta Weird 7-Layer Bars. Active prep 20 minutes. Total prep 40 minutes plus cooling and makes 15 large bars. Shopping list is not non-stick spray, unsalted butter or coconut oil, matzo meal, semi-sweet chocolate chips, butterscotch chips, plain bagel chips, sesame seeds, poppy seeds, dried minced onion, dried minced garlic, kosher salt, sweetened condensed milk or sweetened condensed coconut milk, pure vanilla extract, unsweetened coconut flakes. So that's non-stick spray, 1/2 cup unsalted butter or 1/2 cup coconut oil, refined or unrefined, 1.5 cups matzo meal, 1 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips, 1 cup butterscotch chips, 1.5 cups plain bagel chips, coarsely crushed in a zip-top bag, 2 tablespoons sesame seeds, 1 tablespoon poppy seeds, 3/4 teaspoon dried minced onion, 3/4 teaspoon dried minced garlic, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 14-ounce can sweetened condensed milk or sweetened condensed coconut milk, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 2 cups unsweetened coconut flakes. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9 by 13 inch metal baking pan and line with enough parchment paper to allow for 1-inch wings on the long sides, making sure that the parchment is glued down by the grease as much as possible so the melted butter or coconut oil can't get underneath it. Step 2. Place the butter or coconut oil in the pan and stick it in the oven for a few minutes until it melts. Swirl it around the bottom of the pan and scatter the matzo meal evenly over all. You're not actually making a full-on crust. Don't worry about packing it down or anything. Sprinkle on the chocolate chips, butterscotch chips, bagel chips, sesame seeds, poppy seeds, and dried minced onion, dried minced garlic, and salt, doing your best to get even coverage. Pour a little of the condensed milk on top to make some room in the can. Then add the vanilla to the remaining condensed milk in the can and mix it in. Pour the mixture over all the layers, making sure it's as evenly covered as possible. Sprinkle the coconut on top. Step 3. Bake until the top is deep golden brown. Begin checking for doneness at 20 minutes. Let cool completely, ideally overnight or for a few hours in the fridge, in the pan. Then cut into 15 large bars or smaller ones if you'd like. Get at them. Step 4. Store in an airtight container in the fridge for up to a week. Well, that's all we have time for today. This has been Bob, Robert with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana.